Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, two lines from the top. The Gemara begins by teaching us the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah. Gavach Ganav Atavach B'Yom Kippurim. If somebody stole and then shechted the animal on Yom Kippur, he will be chayv dalad v'hei. Amri says the Gemara, Amai, what is this the halacha? Nay, says the Gemara, Diktala Leka, we do understand why there is no Chiv Misa, because for doing malacha on Yom Kippur, there is no Chiv Misa as there is for doing malacha on Shabbos, there's a Chiv Karis. But, says the Gemara, Mekom Akoim, Malkus Mi'ika. But there's still a chiv malchus because somebody who shechs an animal in Yom Kippur is over a lav, and since he's over a lav, he's chayiv malchus. The kaimelon and the halacha throughout Shas is that as we've been speaking about the halachas of kimle b'drabbanei, an application of kimle b'drabbanei is that ein aloika mishalim, that if somebody did an avera for which there's a penalty of malchus, and there's also a penalty of mammon, dal v'hei, in our example, we would only give the malchus. So why in our Mishnah does it say that this happened, you'll be chayiv, why would our Mishnah say that you pay tashlumi abba v'chamisha if you did tvicha on Yom Kippur? Answers the Gemara, Amri Hamani, who was the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah is Ramehi, Dama Loika Mishalim. The Tana of our Mishnah is following the halacha that you pay, that when there's a situation of malchus and mammon, you pay both. Ramey's opinion is stated in Masechta Malchus Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses where somebody came and said that somebody else owes him $200. Two Edom said that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuz, and then they turned out to be Edom Zomerman. The question is, requires that they should have to pay. But they also were Edom Zomerman, and the halacha in such a situation is that you get malchus. So Chum say you only get malchus, whereas Rameyer holds that you get both loika mishalim. So the many mefarshim is ask why would we say that this is a situation of kimlei b'drabbanei? As we indicated in our previous shiur, kimlei b'drabbanei is only said. Kimlei b'drabbanei is only said when the two penalties come simultaneously. But asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if somebody shechs on Yom Kippur, the chiyuv malchus comes as soon as he makes an incision and creates a wound in the animal's neck, whereas the penalty of dal v'hei doesn't come until he completes the shechita. Answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger that even though the chiyuv malchus comes immediately as soon as he begins cutting the neck of the animal, cutting the last portion of the neck is also also Yom Kippur. So even though somebody who would do something like that will only get one set of malchus, but the shechita is an act that you get malchus. That means what Kivega is saying, that even though the chiyuv malchus begins as soon as you make the incision, it doesn't end as soon as you make the incision. It continues throughout. And since, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it continues throughout, that will be enough for it to be considered that the two things came together. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to want to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rameyer, so then ask Gemara, Filu B'Shabbos, then even on Shabbos, in our Mishnah, we're going to learn, Gana for Tavach B'Shabbos, Mishalim Tashlumi Kefa, V'Ena Mishalim Tashlumi Abrav Chamisha, because we say Kimlei B'drabbanei. But if Rameyer doesn't subscribe to Kimlei B'drabbanei, so even if this takes place on Shabbos, why would the halacha be that you should be potter for, you should not have to pay because we're going to put in the, into effect Kim Leib Rabbanei if a maid doesn't subscribe to Kim Leib Rabbanei? So says the Gemara, what is the obvious answer? Like a Mishalim Islay, when the two punishments under consideration are Malkus and Teshlumim, that's when Reb Meir holds you get both. However, Mesa Mishalim, when the two punishments under consideration are Tashlumim and Misa, under those situations, maybe the halacha would be that Reb Meir will hold that you don't get both punishments. Veloy, is that true? Vatanya, the Brisa teaches us, Ganav HaTavach B'Shabbos, if somebody stole and did the Shechita on Shabbos. Ganav HaTavach L'Avodah Zarah, or Ganav Shor HaNiskol, P'tavchai, Ramesh Shalom B'Arba Chamosha, Divra Meir. Ramesh's opinion is that you will pay Arba Chamisha, even though you did this on Shabbos, even though you did this for Avodah Zarah, which are cases for which there is a chi of Misa. V'chaman Paitrim, so we see from here that Reb Meir doesn't seemingly at all subscribe to the concept of Kemle B'Drabmanei. Answers the Gemara, Amri Bamanei Dehi. We can't bring a raya from that. Ditmala, Amr Reb Yaakov, Amr Reb Yochanan, V'amrlei Amr Reb Yirmiya, Amr Reb Shim Ben Lakish, Reb Avin V'Reviloi V'Kol Chavrusa, V'Shmeid Reb Yochanan Amri, that the Braisa that says that if you did the Tvicha on Shabbos, Yechayiv, both for the Dal V'Hei, and you're also going to, and also there's a question of Chil Shabbos Chiv Misa, is speaking about a case, B'Tavecha Yidei Acher. The person, the Ganav himself, was not the one that shechted the animal. And since the Ganav himself was not the one that shechted the animal, so then he's not going to get Misa. The Misa is going to be administered to the Shliach who shechted the animal. The Dalad Vehei will be obligated to the Ganav. And therefore, since the Misa is to one and the Dalad Vehei is to the other, that's why we could well understand that you'll get both. Ask the Gemara, V'chi, how can we suggest that that's the way to understand? V'chi zeh choyte, is the one that shechted the animal going to be responsible? V'zeh mischayif, if the person who slaughtered the animal is not the ganif. So the Gemara's question is, why should the ganif be chayv the dal v'hei? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, yes. And the basis of the Gemara's question, presumably, is it could be no, ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So if the shliach is the one that shechted the animal, then the halacha ought to be, it seems as well that the shliach should be, the ganav cannot be chayv for dal v'hei. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shani Hacha. This is not the normal situation. The Amakra, the Torah speaks about what we've been discussing in our shir. The Torah says, Tvacha Imachara, Mai Mechira Yidei Acher. Every sale obviously requires that there should be at least two people involved in the sale. The buyer and the seller, that's Rashi's pshat. The other Rishonim say that in those days, typically any sale took place with a broker involved. So every sale has somebody else involved. After Tvicha, there's a new chiddush that when it comes to this halacha, after Tvicha Yidei Acher, even though the shechita was not done by the ganav himself, the ganav will still be chayiv for the dalad v'hei. Tosfos, when he discusses the concept of ein shliach dvar veira, says part of the reasoning for ein shliach dvar veira is, as we always explain, the Gemara always explains, divrei rav divrei talmud mishamim. We don't know, of course, we can't expect that the shliach should do what he was told if what he was told to do is an aveira. So says Tosfos that if that's the case, so only in a case where what the shliach knows that what he's doing is an aveira, so there we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Why? Because the shliach knows that what he's doing is wrong. The mashaleach
assumes that given that the shliach knows that what he's doing is wrong, he won't do what's an aveira. And that's why the shlichus is not a shlichus. But a case where the shliach doesn't know what he's doing is wrong. A ganav comes over to a shaychet, and the ganav asks the shaychet, please shech this animal. So when the ganav asks the shaychet to please shech this animal, the shaychet has no way of knowing that this is a stolen animal. So Tosfos says that that might be an explanation why here the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira doesn't apply. Says the Oneg Yontif. So we just explained that the Torah Gdoshah says that even though normally there's a rule Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, here it's an exception. And the shliach, that even though the ganef didn't do the actual shchita, it's considered as if he did the shchita, and that's why he's chayv the dal v'hei. So, if that's the case, asked the Oneg Yontif, how does the halacha normally look at a shliach? The halacha of shliach is that the shliach is in the place of the mishaleach. So, if the shliach is in the place of the mishaleach, so that means the shliach, when he shechted this animal, isn't it considered, if we would say that, then wouldn't that mean that it's not just that the mishaleach stole the animal and is chayv the dal v'hei, but it should be considered as if the mishaleach did the shechita. If that's the case, we come back to a situation where we ought to be able to say, kimle midirabmanei. Explains the Oneg Yontif, from here we see that a shliach, as much as the halacha always discussed shliach, doesn't mean that the shliach is actually in the place of the mishaleach. Rather, what it means is that there's a new din in the Torah. There's a din in the Torah of shlichus that I don't have to do it myself. My shliach could do it where shlichus is applicable, and it'll be considered as if I did it. But not that I am, that the shliach is actually sitting in my shoes. Says the Gemara, the Beit of Shmuel Tana, that Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that by tficha mechira, there's a new halacha, that even if the ganef didn't do the tficha himself, he still will be chayiv the dal v'hei, because the Torah says, oi mechara, v'tafchai oi machrai. From here we learn it, the rabbis is a shlichus, that a shliach is going to be chayiv. The Bay Chizki Tana, the Torah Akdoshah says, Chamish Baka Yishalm Tachs Ashar. From the Chamish Baka, we come to learn the rabbis is a shlicha. So Tosfos asks the question that if the word oi is coming to, isn't the word oi coming to teach us that you don't have to do both tvicha and mechira, that if you do either or, you're chayiv. So how, and we learned that that's how the Gemara said previously what we learned from the word oi. So ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara suggest, according to the opinion that says that the word oi is coming to teach us that you need not do both to be chayiv, how could we say that oi is coming l'rabbis as a shliach? So Tosfos says that the man da'amid that says that oi is coming to teach us that you don't have to do both to be chayiv, will have to learn it like the Beit Chizkiya taught it from the word tachas. However, the Shita Leinoid Lami says you could use the word oi to teach us both halachas. Both halacha that it isn't necessary to do both tvicha and mechira, and also the halacha that a shliach would be chayiv. Because if the Torah just wanted to teach us that you don't have to do both tvicha and mechira to be chayiv, it would be adequate for the Torah to say v'tafchai u'machrai, u'machrai u'tafchai. The why? He says a beautiful svara. If the Torah says machrai, you sold it, and then the Torah would have said v'tafchai, you can't shecht what's not in your possession anymore. So that wording itself, if you would have written u'machrai u'tafchai, would be enough to teach us that you don't have to do both. So the oi is available to teach us both halachas, that you don't have to do both, and a shliach is chayiv. Whereas the Rishonim say, the Rebbe Chizkiya didn't want to learn, did not want to learn from the drush of Rava. The Rava just said that Tvachim Mecharei, Ma Mecharei Dei Acher, Aftficha Dei Acher, because he said that maybe the word oi is coming to teach us, as we're learning that the oi comes to separate from the tficha and the mechira. Maybe what the Torah means to do with that word oi is to say that the conditions of tficha and mechira are not the same. What does it mean when I say the conditions are not the same? That indeed, tficha, mechira, is as we explained, al yidei acher, but tficha is not al yidei acher. Maybe we would say that. So that's why he learns it from the word tachas. The Rambam paskins, that's in Hilchos Geneva Perigim Halacha Vav. Also shliach lishat chaloi, if I appointed a shliach to shecht on my behalf, v'shach alay b'shabbos, harei ganav chayiv b'tashlume arba v'chamisha. So, says the Mishnah Melech, what, isn't that Rambam contrary to what we're learning in our Gemara? We just learned in our Gemara that if the shoychit shechs on Shabbos, that he'll be chayiv misa, but the ganef will be chayiv dal vehei. So says the Mishnah Melech, what the Rambam means to teach us, there's a difference when the shliach shechted on Shabbos. Says if the mishaleach just told the shliach to shecht this ganef, told the shliach, the shoychit, to shecht the animal, and the shaychet chose to shecht it on Shabbos. So then, says the Rambam, the halacha will be that the ganef will be chayiv dal v'hei, and the shaychet will be chayiv v'chil Shabbos. But if the ganef expressly told the shaychet, not only that he told him to shecht it, but he told him to shecht it on Shabbos, then the Gemara that we're learning now would not be applicable. And there the halacha would be that the mishaleich will be chayiv. And as I was learning this Rambam and this Mishnah Melech, I was thinking that perhaps the machlokes, the Rambam, is regarding what we quoted a few moments ago from the Einig Yontif. The Einig Yontif says the shliach, in a case, the shliach never becomes the extension of the mishaleich. And he says that's actually what we learned in this Gemara. What the Rambam is saying is that the shliach does become an extension of the mishaleach. But when does the shliach become an extension of the mishaleach? He becomes an extension of the mishaleach only in a situation where the mishaleach expressly told him to do what he had told him to do. But in a case where the instructions weren't that detailed, for example, as we're learning, he didn't expressly tell him to shecht on Shabbos, there the Rambam will agree the shliach doesn't become an extension of the mishaleach. Ask Gemara, mask v'lo mazutra, how can we say that the ganef is going to be chayiv dal v'hei when the shliach shechted it for Shabbos over the zara? What if the person himself would have done it? If the ganef himself would have shechted on Shabbos, or shechted for avodah zara, then of course we would apply the concept of kimlei mid rabbim nei. So ask the Gemara, mika mida the ila ovid iu. Had the ganef done it himself, loy mechayiv, he wouldn't be chayiv because we would apply kimlei mid rabbim nei. And now because the ovid shliach, because the shliach did it, we're going to say that he's chayiv. Amle Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi responded, hasam, in a case when the ganef did it himself, if the ganef would have done the tficha mechira on Shabbos, let's understand what that means. It says the word la mishum deloy mechayifu, and this is a fundamental understanding in kimlei b'drabbanei. When somebody is not chayiv in a punishment because of kimlei b'drabbanei, says the Gemara, what it does, it doesn't mean that he didn't do the aveira. What it means is that there's a technicality. The technicality is that he can't be chayiv two punishments because the Torah taught us the halacha of kimlei b'drabbanei. But it doesn't mean that you didn't do an aveira. And therefore, if kimlei b'drabbanei is not applicable because it happened here on because somebody else did the tficha, then of course he would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, if the Braisa is speaking about a case where the Shoichet did the Shechita, and that's why the Ganef is Chayv the Dalvehei, so we quoted earlier in our Shir that this is the subject of Machloikus of Ramei and the Chachamim. Ask the Gemara, but why? My Tam the Rabbanan, the Patri, why would the Rabbanan hold a Yepater? Amri answers the Gemara, Ma Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that disagree with Ramei? Rav Shimon. And they hold Shechita Shein Aruya, a Shechita that doesn't let the animal be eaten, Lo Yishma Shechita. And therefore, when the animal was slaughtered on Shabbos, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, it's going to be considered a Shechita that you can't eat from that Shechita. Ask the Gemara, Amri, so now let's drill down. Bishlam Avodah Zarah, if the animal was Shechted for Avodah Zarah, so there, halacha is that such an animal is osmano. Shor niskal, we learned earlier in our Masechta, is an animal which is osmano. And therefore we understand, shechting such an animal is shechita shena ruyahi. Ella Shabbos, shechita ruyahi. Why is it considered a shechita shena ruyah? Why isn't that considered a shechita ruyah? The Tanan, haven't we learned, Hashach b'Shabbos b'Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin Daf Yudal Raman Aleph teaches us that if somebody shechted an animal on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Api Shemeschai Benafshoi, even though he did it aveira that comes with a chiyuv misa shchitasa k'shera Amri, and so why is Rav Shimon considering this not a valid shchita and therefore not chayiv dal vehei? Answers the Gemara Amri Savlak Rav Yochanan Sandra. The halacha is that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, which we're going to learn right now. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion is that under all circumstances, something that was done on Shabbos becomes completely possible. So the Marajdam asks a question. We've spoken about this question in our previous year. Though if you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, then why? How could anybody suggest that the shechita is a good shechita? Don't we have a rule that Rava says in Masechta Temura, Kom Milsa the Omer Rachman Aloy Savid, if the Torah tells you not to do something, I Ovid Loy Mahani. So why over here can anybody consider this a good Shechita? If the Shechita is not a Shechita that may be done, obviously you're not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos. So the Shara Melech says that when does Rava apply the concept of Kom Milsa the Omer Rachman Aloy Savid Ovid Loy Mahani? That's only in a case by disqualifying what you've done, we have reversed what was done. Over here, the Shechita was done on Shabbos. The Aveira of the Shechita on Shabbos, by saying that it's not a valid Shechita, won't reverse the act of the Shechita on Shabbos. And in such a case, the Torah doesn't say, that's not what we have a rule, Kom Milsa d'Amar Rachmana, Loi Savid, Loi Mahani. Another Torah that the Shach says that the only time we apply the concept of the Kom Milsa d'Amar Rachmana Loi Savdi Ovid Loi Mahani is where what was done can never be done permissibly. Since Shechita can be done sometimes permissibly, when you shecht during the week, the Shechita is permissible, it's a mitzvah. The only time Rava said Kom Milsa d'Amar Rachmana Loi Savdi Ovid Loi Mahani is in a case where it can never be something that's allowed to be done. Shechita is obviously not something like that. We don't have that rule. Another answer that the base Ephraim says that only something that requires a machshava to do what you're doing is where we say Kom Milsa d'Amar Rachmana Loi Savdi Ovid Mahani. The shechita, as long as the shechita was done properly, there is no need to. You don't need to have the ferish explicit kavana to make the shechita, and therefore there we don't say Kom Milsa d'Amar Rachmana Loi Savdi Loi Ovid Loi Mahani. Rav Eger says that where do we apply this rule? Rav Eger says we apply this rule only by an aveira which is stated explicitly in the Torah. The aveira of shechting on Shabbos, of course, one may not shecht on Shabbos, and of course, shechting on Shabbos is a melacha d'oraisa. However, the melachas in the Torah are not stated explicitly. And since the melachas in the Torah are not stated explicitly, there we don't put in the rule of Kamusalam Rahmana Lesavri Avalamahani. So the Gemara begins to discuss the halacha. If somebody did a malacha on Shabbos, what will be the halacha? The Tanan Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shoygig. If somebody cooked food on Shabbos b'Shoygig, Yoichel, it may be eaten immediately. B'Mezid, if it was done b'Mezid la Yoichel, it may not be eaten on that day. No one may eat it that day. Divrei Rameya. Yudaimer b'Shoygig, if it was done b'Shoygig, Yoichel, it may be eaten, both the person who cooked it and both other ones, the Matzoi Shabbos. You have to wait till Matzoi Shabbos. The Mezid, if it was done, the Mezid, the person who actually cooked it, Lo Yoichel Alamas, may never eat that food, and other people could eat the food on Matzoi Shabbos. Rav Yochanan Hassan Laimer, B'Shaygig, if it was cooked in Shabbos, Yoichel Matzoi Shabbos L'Acherim, other people may eat it on Matzoi Shabbos. No one can ever eat it on Shabbos. V'loy loy, he will never be, the actual person who cooked it will never be allowed to cook it. B'mezid, and if it was done, B'mezid, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion is, lo yochel alamas, it may never be eaten, loy hu v'loy acherim, no one will be ever allowed to eat it on Shabbos. In fact, Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva, in the Shas Tshuvas, If a light was put on in Shabbos, and now you have light in the room, and because I have light in the room, I found something that was lost. And had that light not been turned on, I would have never been able to see and never been able to find this. What may I use this object in Shabbos? Says Rav Moshe, that only the item in which the Isser was done is there. Do we have the halachas that we're learning now when it does apply or when it doesn't apply? But when we're not speaking about the item that the malacha was actually done with, in other words, when somebody put on the light only caused that we should find what was lost. That's not a case, says Rav Moshe, where it's considered Maaseh Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says, under those circumstances, you would be allowed to use that object that you found. There's an interesting shaila that the Chashuk Echem discusses. There was a person that went to davening on Friday night, and he hasn't come home for sure. And he hasn't come home, and it's already quite a while. And the family is worried that where is this person that went to shul and hasn't come home? And what happened really was he found somebody who had never fallen on the street, and he called Atzala, and he went along with this person to the hospital. And the question is, could this person who went along and did the right thing, that went along with this person who fell to the hospital, ask a Nochri to call his family in order that they shouldn't worry? Another question, similar question that the Chashuk Echem brings up, was somebody had a baby, Baruch Hashem, on Friday, and after the baby was born, it was determined that this baby needs an operation. And they took the baby to a different hospital for that operation, and the mother, who just had the baby, is in the hospital, just had a baby, and she's, of course, very concerned about her baby situation. May somebody call the hospital where this mother is in to notify her the status of the baby. So the Rav Zilberstein Shlita says that one would be allowed to ask a Nochri to do so. He says, because the mother is a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, she just had a baby, and we don't want her to be worried. And for Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, even for Chayla Sheyem Besakana, we could be makel to ask the Nochri to call. What would be the halacha, he says, he asked his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, if there was no Nochri involved? Could we ask a Yisrael to call to notify the mother of the baby's status? He says that there's room to say that one cannot be Mechal Shabbos just because somebody's worried. Well, a lot of people mechal Shabbos when it deals with the health of the mother. Here it's just a worry. We can't be mechal Shabbos. But, he says, in the case where there's somebody who didn't come home from shul, he says, there is room maybe to be a little more lenient. And certainly, there's certainly room to be lenient in asking a nachri to call on behalf, to the family and say not to worry about their family member who hasn't come home from shul. And he explains why. If he doesn't come home from shul and the clock is going to continue passing, the time is going to continue passing without him coming home from shul, obviously the family is going to start getting very concerned. And as the family gets more and more concerned, what's going to happen is they're going to call the police, and that could cause even more Chilul Shabbos. They're calling the police, especially if this took place in Eretz Yisrael, where the police are Jewish. And therefore, the right thing is to have a nachri call and notify the status of this person why he didn't come home. So Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that anything that was cooked on Shabbos, one may not ever have. Asked him on my time to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, why does Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say this? Says the Gemara Kedosh of Chiyah Piskel de Bein Asiyah. The pasuk says, "V'shmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh lechem." So Zok says Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, "Ma kodesh osu bechila," where just like hegdish is also to be eaten, af Masa Shabbos, so too when we speak about Masa Shabbos, the halacha is osu ba'anah. He continues the Gemara, "Ma kodesh." Just like we said that Kodesh is also by no, af Master Shabbos, we should say, also by no, tamaloyma, lechem yehei. It's not also by no, yochel afil b'shoyit. And we would think that this halacha maybe even applies if this happened b'shoyit. Tamaloyma chalem mos yumos. The pasuk continues saying, mechalem mos yumos, that this halacha applies b'mezit amati lecha, that this halacha only applies when the Chilul Shabbos happened b'mezid v'loy b'shogig. So now the Gemara continues in trying to analyze the opinion of Yochanan Hasanla. Says the Gemara, "Pligibar Rav Acha Ravina." We have a machlokes Rav Acha Ravina. Charam b'masa Shabbos deraisa. One man d'ama holds that the iser of ma'aser Shabbos are deraisa. V'charam b'masa Shabbos are derabbanan. Man d'ama deraisa. K'namarim. We just learned the pasuk. Shmatas Shabbos ki kodesh lechem. Manda Amma the Rabbanon, Amma Kroy Kodesh, who Kodesh? Only the Shabbos is Kodesh, Vein Mishas Kodesh, but what was done in Shabbos doesn't fall into that category. So we just learned that if somebody shechted on Shabbos, somebody stole and shechted the animal on Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, in all these cases, Rav Shimon says, you will not be Chayiv Dal Vehei, because all these cases are a shechita shein aruya, it's not considered a valid shechita. And if the shechita is not a valid shechita, that's why you're not chayiv dal behei. So says the Gemara, Bishlam lemandamar, according to the mandamar, it says that it's the raisa, amtu lahochi, then we could understand why patri rabbanon, why it wouldn't be dal behei. Because the shechita is not a valid shechita. El lemandamar, says the Gemara, that the iser of shechting on Shabbos, the iser to have that food is only iser rabbanon, but midaraisa, it's a good shechita. So my patri rabbanon, why isn't there a chiyuv of dal vehei? Answers the Gemara, this man d'amar is going to agree that there will be dal vehei for shechita on Shabbos. When the braisa says that there isn't shechita dal vehei, that when such a shechita took place, there wouldn't be dal v'hei. It's talking about when the shechita was for avodah zarah, where the shechita was for shoran nisko, where there everybody agrees that that animal is osu b'hano. And since everybody agrees that in that circumstances, since it's osu b'hano, so the shechita is not considered a meaningful shechita. And since the shechita is not considered a meaningful shechita, that's why there's no chiyuv of dal v'hei. So many mefarshim ask, even if we'll say that the iser to eat the animal that was shechted on Shabbos only iser drabbanon, at the end of the day, you can't eat that animal. So if at the end of the day, that animal may not be consumed, so why doesn't that become a shechita shein aruya? What's the difference if it may not be eaten midaraisa or may not be eaten with Rabbanon. And no matter why it may not be eaten, you're not going to be allowed to eat the animal. And if you're not going to be allowed to eat the animal, it should be Shechita Sheinu Meruya. So the Shechita explains, the man the Omer that's saying that if it's only Osam with Rabbanon, if a Shechita took place in Shabbos, what does he mean to say? So says the Shechita, what he means to say is that the Rabbanon wanted to make a Chumrah. But the Rabbanon were not trying to make a Kula. If we're going to say that by applying this rule, this be a way that you get exempt from Dal V'Hei, that wasn't what the Rabbanon were trying to accomplish. The Rabbanon were trying to accomplish a Chumrah. They weren't trying to accomplish a Kula, and therefore we can't say it that way. The Rabbi Chanan says that a very deep word. He says, only something that's only awesome with Rabbanon doesn't mean that the Shechita wasn't a good Shechita. It means that the Chazal taught us that we're not allowed to eat that meat. But doesn't mean that the Shechita is not a good Shechita. In other words, the way I understand what Rabbi Chanan said, Rabbi Chanan means to say, is that there are two different concepts, there are two different issues that we're dealing with. One is the Shechita, and one is the Achila. The Shechita that was done on Shabbos, even if the Shechita, which if we say that it's Osam the Rabbanon, what that means to say is that the Shechita is a valid Shechita. What the Torah is teaching us is that what the Rabbanon want us to know is that it's Osam Achila, we're not allowed to eat that meat. But it doesn't talk to the status of the Shechita. The Shechita is a good Shechita. The Shechita is a Shechita Aruya, and that's why the Gemara asked that why should there be no Dal V'Hei. Rameya says the Gemara, Rameya on Amar Aleph said that if somebody gone off a Tavach L'Avodah Zorah, Mishalom Arba V'Chamisha. But ask the Gemara, Mai, Mechayiv Shoich L'Avodah Zorah, let's ask the Gemara. Kivin the Shoch B'Purta, as soon as the incision was made, as soon as it began the Shechita, Osra, the halacha is that animal becomes Osra Tavoy de Zora. It becomes, since he shechted L'Shem Avoy de Zora, so as soon as the Shechita began, the animal becomes Osra. Idach, what he continues shechting the animal, is Surin Nahu. It's an animal which is Osra Bahano. And since it's an animal which is Osba No, Lav de Marika Tavach. He's not shechting an animal that belongs to the owners anymore. When is there a chiv of Dal V'Hei? The chiv Dal V'Hei is when you shecht an animal that belongs to somebody else. And the Torah says, Yechayiv Dal V'Hei. Here, he's not chayiv Dal V'Hei because he's not shechting the animal that belongs to the owner. The animal became Osor V'Ano. So Tosfos asks, if that's the way we're going to learn, so whenever a ganef shechts an animal that he stole, as soon as he started shechting it, it becomes his because there was a shinui maisa, he killing the animal. And the rest of the shechita is he's not shechting an animal that belongs to the owner. So why would it be chayiv in Dal V'Hei? So Tosfos answers that beginning of the incision is not considered a shinui maisa. Because what is the definition of a shinui maisa, says Tosfos, where you really change the animal from a live animal to a dead animal? Just making the incision doesn't fall into that category. Amar Rava, so answers Rava to this question, is speaking about a case, he began the shechita without it being, with his intention not to make it into Avodah Zarah. Only when he completes the Shechita. And therefore, since he only completes the Shechita at the same time, so when he did the Shechita, the animal wasn't Osa Bahana. And that's why he'd be Chayv Dal V'Hei. Ask the Gemara, that teretz you could say by Sheikh Lavay de Zorah. But ask the Gemara if the animal that he shechted on Shabbos was a Shor HaNiskol. If it's a Shor HaNiskol, it's Surin No Ninu and Lav de Birere Katavach. It's an animal that doesn't belong to the owner. Why would it be Chayv Dal V'Hei? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav HaKam Ma'iskinen, Kigoyin Shemasra L'Shoymer. where the owner gave the animal over to a shomer, for hizik, the base shomer, and it did damage, it killed somebody while it was under the control of the shomer, for hud, and he was warned, the base shomer, before it was returned to the owner, for nigma deinai, and the bezdan paskin, that it's chayv misa, as long as it was based on Shomer, and then the ganav stole it. Ramei Sovel Krav Yaakov is really Krav Shimon. Ramei's opinion is based on following the opinion of Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon, and the Gemara explains what it means. Sovel Krav Yaakov, Ramei holds like Rav Yaakov, the Omer that holds that if a Shomer is holding an animal that was sentenced to death, and of course the halacha is that a Shomer has to return what he's watching. So if the Shomer returns this animal, even though it's an animal that's mechuyev misa, af mishemeg medinoi, it was already determined that it should be killed, hichs shomer lebalim, and that status, the Shomer returns it to the owner, muksa. Because as we've learned many times, the halacha is, he could say, harei shel chal fanecham. Furthermore, says the Gemara, says Rava, the Ramea holds like Rav Shimon. Damar, Ramea's opinion is that Rav Shimon's opinion is somebody cause a financial loss halachically is already considered like that. Where do we see this? The Tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah daf ayin dalar amanal beis. Shimon amakotchem shchayiv bechriuson. If somebody is responsible for the kotchem and they were stolen for the beis of Mikdash, and so a ganav stole it, chayiv, the ganav has to pay dal vehei. Even though the animal doesn't belong to the owner, the animal belongs to Hegdish. Since the halachi is that if the animal is stolen, the owner has to replace it. So that makes it a dovah goyim lamamin. He's going to have to replace the animal, and therefore we see alma the dovah goyim lamamin to mamin dami. So now the Gemara brings it all together. Since Ramea holds like Rav Yaakov Rav Shimon, so somebody who stole the Shor HaNiskel from the Beis HaShomer, he's causing real loss to and then slaughtered it. He caused real loss to the Shomer. Because if the animal were alive, even though it's worthless, it's a Shor HaNiskel, it's Osman Noah, the Shomer could give it back to the owner and say, Harei Shel Chalef Anecha. But now that this ganav stole it and shechted it, the shomer is going to have to get a new animal. That's enough for it to be considered mamon. That's why, even though it's a shor haniskel, and that's why the ganav would be chayv kefil and dal vehei, whatever. Omer Rav Kahana, Amrit l'shmatzik amed Rav Zudman Adar. I said this gemara over, he says, to Rav Zudman Adar, and he said, mi muksus mechnisin, Rameya. How can we say Amish is following the opinion of Rameya like Rav Shimon? For Ketani say, for what did the end of the Mishnah say? Rav Shimon paita b'shnei eila. Mekal, the b'kula masnisa maida. The fact that at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon disagreed in certain details, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, it seems that the rest of the case of the Mishnah of Shimon is agreeable. So we can't say that when our Mishnah says that going for tavech b'yom kippurim chayiv b'tashlumim, because our Mishnah holds like Rameya, because Rameya holds we don't say kimlei b'drabimnei as we started this year, but like a mishamlim, Rav Shimon doesn't hold like that, and Rav Shimon is the tan of our Mishnah. Amalei loy, don't explain the Mishnah that the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Shimon besides the end of the Mishnah. Mechal the Maida B'tavach HaMach El Refuah L'Klavim. Rav Shimon is only agreeing to the case of B'tavach HaMach El Refuah L'Klavim. That's going to be considered a valid Shechita, and that's why it is Dalet V'Hei. Even though the Shechita was not done L'Shem Echila. And then the Mishnah said that in the other cases, at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon, as we learned and will continue to discuss, does not agree. But the case of Shaykhet Chulun, Shaykhet Nimtz Treifa, or Shaykhet Chulun Bazara, that's where Rav Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. But what was discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah about Shoichin on Yom Kippurim, which we explained that the Mishnah that says that you pay Dal V'Hei is because it's following the opinion of Rameya, who holds Loika Mishalim, Rav Shimon wasn't addressing those cases. And Rav Shimon doesn't comment on those cases, and that Mishnah is not speaking about Rav Shimon's opinion. Our Mishnah is speaking about Rameya's opinion, who holds Loika Mishalim in such circumstances.